You're listening to SBS News.
The Flores Settlement Agreement has become the latest target of the Trump administration's attempts to crack down on immigration to the United States. The federal court agreement has been in place since 1997 and sets limits for holding children in immigration detention. It requires the government to keep children in the least restrictive setting while their immigration cases are being considered, and to release them from detention as quickly as possible, typically after no more than 20 days. But Homeland Security is attempting to replace the agreement with a new rule that could see families who cross the southern border illegally into the United States be detained indefinitely while their immigration cases are completed. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan says the new regulation responds to the realities of current immigration flows.
At the heart of this new rule are two core principles: that families should remain together during immigration proceedings, and that conditions for care of children must be appropriate. Allows the government to keep families together for fair and expeditious immigration proceedings, restores integrity to our immigration system, and eliminates the incentive for children to be used or exploited to enter the United States.
While there's no limit on how long families can be detained, Mr. McAleenan says the government doesn't intend to hold them for a long period of time.
The facilities that we will be using to temporarily house families under this rule are appropriately fundamentally different than the facilities where migrants are processed following apprehension or encounter at the border. They are campus-like settings with appropriate medical, educational, recreational, dining, and private housing facilities.
He says the new regulation is designed to protect children from exploitation.
No child should be a pawn in a scheme to manipulate our immigration system, which is why the new rule eliminates the incentive to exploit children as a free ticket, or as one gentleman in Guatemala told me, a passport for migration to the United States.
Mr. McAleenan says the change is necessary as increasing numbers of Central American migrants are entering the U.S. unlawfully via the southern border with Mexico. The new regulation is expected to come into effect in 60 days. But Andrew Craycroft from the Immigrant Legal Resource Centre in the US says he expects the proposed changes to be challenged.
The Flores Agreement is really one of the few legal protections that children have in the detention system. Just as recently as last week, advocates went to the Ninth Circuit to get the government to abide by the agreement that it's already supposed to be following and provide children with basic necessities, soap, toothbrushes. And rather than agreeing to do this, the government is now going and essentially trying to undermine this agreement rather than upholding their responsibilities to the children that are in their custody.
Maria O'Sullivan is the Deputy Director of the Castan Center for Human Rights Law. She says the outcome of a court challenge to the new regulation would depend on which circuit court the case is heard in.
But I would say, given that there's been this consent decree about the limit, and because it's such a serious thing to remove a limit on migrant children detention, I'd say it has a great chance of success.
Dr. O'Sullivan says immigration cases in the US often take between 2 to 3 years to be completed. She says there's already a large backlog of immigration cases, so the new regulation could lead to overcrowding in detention centres, putting children further at risk.
Their vulnerability has to be considered when you're detaining them, and related to that is the best interest principle, which is a fundamental human rights protection, that the treatment of children has to be in their best interest, and detention would clearly be contrary to that.
It's a sentiment echoed by Tim O'Connor from Amnesty International.
All the evidence suggests that detaining children for any period of time causes trauma. We've seen images coming out of the US where children, you know, being in their own feces, wrapped in silver blankets without access to toilets or to food, and certainly to loved ones. It's extremely alarming. And, it's a massive backward step for the US in terms of their regard for human rights.
In a tweet in June, President Trump applauded Australia's policy on illegal immigration and indefinite detention, saying much can be learned. Mr. O'Connor says the Australian government now acknowledges the negative impact detention has on children. But he says Mr. Trump clearly hasn't learnt the same lesson.
I mean, what we've seen here in Australia is, the ad hoc laws have been put in place to punish people seeking asylum has ultimately had, enormous financial cost to the Australian taxpayer. It's had enormously detrimental impact on people's lives. You've seen 12 people die in detention offshore. And we've also seen a massive diminishment of Australia's international reputation because of it. The US, if it's take these steps, it's heading down the same path.
President Trump says his administration's also considering ending the right of citizenship for children born in the US to non-citizens.
Birthright citizenship, where you have a baby in our land, you walk over the border, have a baby, congratulations, the baby's now a US citizen. We're looking at it very, very seriously.
A sign he'll continue to wage war on immigration. Amy Hall, SBS News.